coast to coast on the World Wide Web, and even in Gimli, Manitoba. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Boy, I'm dating myself with that tune, aren't I?
Yeah.
Norm Borg here with you. I'll tell you what will improve the mood of Manitoba harness people, and that's if they can get to race at Assiniboia Downs. After all, big track, bigger market. There's a problem, though. Despite the fact that the Manitoba Racing Commission has been calling for this, there was a recent article in the Winnipeg Sun to that end. The T-bred people, and, you know, God bless them, but they just don't think it's going to work, and they're the ones who run Assiniboia Downs. They say they tried it before, it didn't work then, why would it work now? We'll bring both sides together on this Moody Manitoba edition of Trot Radio. With me on the other end of my line is Keith Earle. He's the president of the Manitoba Harness Horsemen's Industry. Welcome, Keith.
Hi, how are you doing, Norm?
We're doing just great. There's no question that exposing the standardbreds to the big track at Assiniboia would certainly expose you to a bigger market. Why are the thoroughbred people not so sure about that?
Well, if you talk to Harvey Warner, he says it was taken out of context that they would welcome us back there, but we seem to have trouble getting in there. I think they don't want to give us any of their money from the slot machines, and the government has to come up to stand up to the plate here for us. We would like to get in there right after the Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
And race right till Christmas.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, the standardbreds are a hardier breed, you know, as far as that goes.
For sure. And the thoroughbreds are done the first weekend of September.
Okay. Well, you know, this recommendation of racing the harness horses in the winter months comes from a government body, the Manitoba Racing Commission, and they keep saying the same thing in their annual reports. Shouldn't that carry some weight, especially with a majority NDP government?
Just hard to get through to the government. To start with, the Downs is run by the Manitoba Jockey Club,
right,
which is all thoroughbred people.
Correct. And you said that they have been cordial, but for some reason you just can't seem to get in there. They don't want to share their slot money. What kind of conversations have you had to that end?
Well, we've been talking with the minister, Stan Struthers,
yep.
And they seem optimistic that something's going to work out for us, that they can get us some lotto money, but it takes time, and they're not in a big rush to do it.
The first pitch was made about 6 months ago?
Yes.
And it'll be at least 6 months now that, you know, everybody's got to settle into their new portfolios and so on, right?
That's right.
Let's talk about a casino, or racino, whatever you want to call it. There is a moratorium, but isn't that something that can be shared equally between the Jockey Club and Manitoba Harness?
Well, I think if they got that, that would work, Norm, but the NDP government has given all their casinos to natives. There's one they call it South Beach Casino, which seems very successful. But the other ones around Brandon and Carberry seem to be having trouble getting off the ground.
Okay. There has not been a real formal meeting between yourselves, the T-Breds, and the government. Is there any chance of that happening?
The lotteries, head of the lotteries, Winston Hodges, that's what he has recommended, that that we get together and talk, and that another group be formed, you know, for all racing, not just thoroughbreds.
Right. Now, I understand that where the Downs is, there are plans to build, say, a Meadowland-style complex where you've got, for example, you know, hockey rinks, an agricultural park or fair, and so on, and that there may be the chance that the government will be looking at providing a lot of funding for that as part of a bigger project. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, we've heard something like that, so that would work perfect if we get something like that.
So really, we've got to take the first step, is what you're saying. I mean, there has been no meeting planned. It's been recommended. Who's going to step up and say, okay, guys, let's sit down at the table, Jockey Club, Lotto, Harness, you know, let's do this. Let's at least talk.
Well, we're depending on Stan Struthers, the minister. I think he was the ag minister. Now he's I think he's going to be the finance minister.
Okay.
And Winston Hodges, who is the head of the lottery. So I think if we get together with them, we can maybe make something happen.
Well, we certainly hope so. And you know, there's no reason why it couldn't work. And besides, who wants to race in Brandon in the winter?
That's right.
Good luck with this, Keith. We really appreciate you coming on Trot Radio.
Thanks very much, Norm.
Now let's go right to Assiniboia Downs, home of the Manitoba Derby for the Thoroughbreds, and Mr. Harvey Warner, who is the president of the Manitoba Jockey Club, which runs Assiniboia Downs. I sense that the relationship between the Manitoba Jockey Club, a Thoroughbred organization, and the harness industry has been cordial throughout this thing, and that's something that isn't always the case in this business as a whole. Yet you don't see how harness racing and the T-breds can coexist right now at the Downs, do you?
I think that's a fair statement, and I think just to go back and just give a wee bit of history is that when we came into being, there was both under the previous operator, which was Jim Wright, who was a private owner. He attempted to coexist with harness in the winter and thoroughbreds in the summer, and as we all know, that story unfortunately went into bankruptcy when we made a presentation to government. Their situation instructions to us was, look, your mandate will be for thoroughbred racing to be viable and survive, and then leave the harness racing to us. Mm-hmm. I think overall it was the climate was an issue. A lot of people don't want to come out in the wintertime when it's that cold, and it was more of a it was generally more known as a rural sport.
Okay. This brings me to the point of getting the money to make the sports, plural, viable. And that, of course, brings us to a casino. Now, many will say the only way for horse racing to survive, period, is for all breeds to work together. Your group has been pushing for a casino at Assiniboia for a long time. It's still a long time coming, but what if there was a joint effort with the standardbred people? You know, it seems to me both could benefit. If there's more racing, more people will have incentive to come, play a race, play a slot, eat dinner, and so it goes.
Well, I think that the long and the short of it and the logic of that, I guess, I can't really argue with. I think that where government is presently coming for, if we have any kind of a shot, is even looking at something even larger than that. And we're just trying to get our heads around it a little bit, so I can't really put out any amount of detail. But if you knew the property arrangement that's being developed out here, we have the Red River X next to us. Mm. The Winnipeg Jets owners have opened up a fourplex for ice hockey and a number of things just down the road from us. And there's a good bit of commercial development happening out in this area, as well as a longer-term plan as to what happens with the Red River X to make it more of a year-round facility as well. I think that the ideal thing that government's looking at is that if the pie is expanded, how can it be of benefit not only to horse racing but the Red River X, who's also a non-profit agriculture organization. And so under the umbrella, however that would come out, the likelihood is you're going to see that it would be all-encompassing in the horse racing business.
So basically, if I understand you correctly, what is being looked at now in very broad terms is to have sort of like a Meadowlands-type facility with a large agricultural component. A casino within it would serve the greater body, let's say.
Well, that's how I've outlined it to you, and I think that that's kind of where the government is coming from in terms of, and I only, heard this within the last 10 days or 2 weeks, that if there is any kind of potential that might be the way it goes, because we certainly realize we've got to go a different route because we've made many presentations and, good quality presentations that haven't got us somewhere. So certainly you can't keep going back to the well with the same approach. Mm-hmm. So obviously we're going to be looking at taking a different approach, and hopefully something can be accomplished that way.
Well, we wish you nothing but the best. I mean, when it comes to improving the sport of horse racing, period, it's in our best interest to work together. And let's just keep our fingers crossed.
For sure. Appreciate it.
Harvey, it has been a real pleasure talking to you. We'll be watching the racing action from Assiniboia, I'm sure, on our simulcast here.
Great.
And all the best for 2012.
Good talking to you, and get in touch anytime.
Singing Sweet Home Manitoba.